Welcome to podcast 2 for FAC 1503, Financial Accounting Principles for Law Practitioners. The purpose of this podcast is to give you a general overview of the upcoming examination. I am Ms. Van Niekerk, one of the lecturers for this module. The other lecturers for this module are Mr. Chikutuma and Ms. Dry. You will be required to write a 2-hour examination for this module. The paper will not have any multiple choice questions. It consists of 5 long type questions similar to the non-compulsory assignment, assignment 3, at the back of tutorial letter 101, and the additional questions in tutorial letter 103. You can also refer to the previous examination papers available on MyUNISA under official study material to get an idea of how the examination question paper can be structured. Remember to refer back to your multiple choice assignments since they are relevant and can be used as part of the questions in the upcoming examination. A non-programmable pocket calculator may be used during the examination. The examination script consists of a book of 12 pages. Every page has 3 vertical amount columns on the right-hand side, which is similar to a general journal paper. If you don't want or cannot use the columns, ignore them and draw your own columns. You may do the questions in any order. Remember to start every question on a new, separate page and number each question clearly on the top of the page. It is very important to manage your time in the examination. Use the suggested timetable provided on the front of your examination paper as your guide. Ensure that you attempt all the questions. When answering a question, always read what is required first before reading through all the information. This will enable you to recognize the information needed to answer the question. If you read through the question without knowing what is required, you will have to reread the information and waste time in this manner. You will be allowed to write a supplementary examination if you obtain a final mark of between 40 and 49%. Please refer to tutorial letter 101 for further information when writing a supplementary examination and for the calculation of your year and final marks. Report any examination problems, for example, when there are clashes of dates or times, deferment of your examination period, etc., directly to the examination department. We as lecturers can unfortunately not assist you with this. Ensure that you have received all the relevant tutorial letters and that you are aware of any announcements that have been uploaded on MyUNISA. The tutorial letters are available on MyUNISA under official study material. If you need any further assistance, do not hesitate to contact us via email at fac1503@unisa.ac.za or telephonically at 012-429-4192. Good luck with the examination. Goodbye.